You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The New Life Resource Center in Hayward and Shequamagon Pregnancy Center in Ashland have announced the completion of a merger. According to organization officials, the merger will allow the organizations to combine their strengths to provide residents with additional services, including increased STI testing, education, and emotional support. They also say they will be able to operate more efficiently and grow their network to ensure more area residents can access their services while laying a foundation for sustainable growth moving forward. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding northern Wisconsin residents to help update the beach list to keep people safe and informed on the Great Lakes. The DNR contacts local residents, beach managers, and public health departments each year to gather information on things like the status of boat launches and bacteria levels. That information is added to the beach list to give residents all the information they need before heading out on the water. Feedback for the beach list can be submitted on the Department of Natural Resources website. A Stanley man has died following a Sunday crash that ended with his truck flipped upside down in the Chippewa River. According to a press release, the Rusk County Sheriff's Office responded to the crash at around 4:15 p.m. after it was reported by a family that was boating on the river. When they arrived at the scene, they found 71-year-old Thomas Wadzinski deceased in the truck. Their initial investigation found that Wadzinski went off the road on Highway D near Tower Road before going into the river. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a multi-state coalition secured a court order blocking the Trump administration from withholding federal funding for roads and highways from states that do not assist in federal immigration efforts. The preliminary injunction was granted by a judge from the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island. In a press release, Attorney General Call said transportation funding should be used to improve transportation, not leveraged to try to steamroll states into furthering a separate policy goal of the Trump administration. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing tips to help residents get their cars ready for the road during the summer travel season. As Wisconsinites get out to enjoy things like state parks, trails, and lakes, State Patrol officials are reminding them to check out their vehicles before hitting the road. The summer heat can lead to some unexpected issues, like causing wiper blades and rubber belts to wear down faster. Drivers should also make sure their tires are filled at the proper pressure, check fluid levels for their oil and brakes, and ensure their battery is properly charged. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is accepting applications for grant funding aimed at improving housing and shelter services in the state. The agency recently opened the grant application process for nonprofits and cooperatives that provide emergency shelter services, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Chosen organizations will receive a share of $2 million in grant funding with a maximum award of $50,000. The application can be found online and must be submitted by July 31st. The Hayward Public School District has officially announced the selection of a new superintendent. Last week, the school board announced Mark Berquist will serve as the new superintendent beginning on July 1st. School board officials say Berquist has over 20 years of experience in the district, including experience as a teacher, a coach, and an assistant principal. In a statement, he said he plans to focus on enhancing programs and community partnerships. He also plans to work on balancing the district's budget, an increasingly common issue in schools across the state. The Blue Hills Sportsmen's Club and Accessibility Wisconsin will be holding a trap shooting fundraiser this weekend in honor of two Northwest Wisconsin police officers who were killed in the line of duty. The Fallen Hero Memorial Trap Shoot will be held on Saturday at the Blue Hills Sportsmen's Club in Rice Lake. An opening ceremony will be held at 11:30 a.m. honoring officers Emily Breidenbach and Hunter Scheel. More information is available online and the proceeds will go to the Concerns of Police Survivors and the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Death Response Team. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for another round of Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Grants. It's the second round of grant awards through the program, which seeks to expand capacity and infrastructure for the distribution of locally produced food products. Funding for the grant program is provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. on July 21st. Previous RFSI grant recipients are not eligible for this round of funding awards. Development of a new tool designed to detect wildfires at the University of Wisconsin-Madison could face delays due to federal funding cuts. According to a WPR report, the Next Generation Fire System uses artificial intelligence and real-time satellite images to track the spread of wildfires. Officials say the funding delays are the result of a review of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration contracts by the Trump administration. The federal agency partnered with the Cooperative Institute for Meteorological Satellite Studies at UW-Madison to develop the tool. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Game 2 of the Pirates and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game 2 of a 3-game series going on tonight in Milwaukee as the Brewers host the Pirates. Pittsburgh with a clutch 5-4 win last night over Milwaukee. Don Kelly is the Pirates' new manager. He took over last month after Derek Shelton was fired. I asked Kelly how they finally got a win on the road after losing 6 of their last 8 games.
The bullpen coming in behind each other. We get up 3-0. They score 2. We score 2. They tie it. I mean, just back and forth on the road against, good Brewers team, and everybody contributed, stepped up. It was a great team win.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, unusual game, huh? How unusual was that? Every little falls foul by an inch, and Durbin steals the base and then overslides. It's one of those days.
Basketball, the NBA draft is tomorrow night. The Bucks have just 1 pick in the 2nd round. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million bucks this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest-grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 years later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just ask Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has 2 Oscars for acting, Streisand has only 1. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend 1 is in the books, but you still have 2 more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over 3 weekends, this being the 2nd, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening, then clouds increasing late tonight, low in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers or a thunderstorm and a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.